Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Quarter to 12, final 15 minutes of this jam-packed edition of JJ After Dark. It's John Jastrzemski right here on the Fan, and folks, it is rather wild that going into championship weekend, me and the maestro are all knotted up atop the leaderboard, and I had a cushion. After what I was able to do wild card weekend, I flushed that cushion right down the toilet. We were heads up in three games. I lost all three. So 1-3 last week. Fleegs was 2-2. Harris was 4-0. Hoff had a good week. Rosie had a solid week. They'll recap. But here's what I know. Harris won this competition last year. I'm even with three games to go. I got to nip both of these games. No ifs, no ends, no buts. Without further ado, the Championship Sunday edition of the world-famous Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
So here's the good news, folks. I cannot have a losing season. The worst I can do is 500. That's kind of comforting. But the hell with that. I want to win this competition. I want to beat the maestro. And I want a winning season. And this week, I want to nail both of these games. Let's get right to it. Game one. NFC title game. Can't wait to watch. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers playing in a playoff game for the first time ever. And everybody loves the Packers this week. Everybody I talk to loves the Green Bay Packers. Guess what? I don't. Call me crazy. I think Tampa Bay is going into Lambeau Field and is winning this game. A couple of different reasons. Number one, I think Tampa Bay, from a physicality standpoint on defense, matches up well with what Green Bay is looking to do. You saw that in the first matchup. I thought it was pretty obvious in the first matchup. The second thing you take into account, Brady is not your prototypical Florida quarterback going to play this game in the frozen tundra. He's been there. He's done that. He's the king of playing on championship weekend. If Tampa Bay is able to give him time to throw. And if they are smart enough to realize on third and short, they don't need 30 and 40-yard bombs, they could have a couple mismatches in that Green Bay secondary. Green Bay in the secondary does not have the guns. They do on the pass rush. That's why that battle is an absolute must. But I see Evans. I see Godwin. And I'm telling you, Gronk is going to have a big moment or two in this game. Jared Smith just told you he thinks he's going to score a touchdown. I kind of like that as well. And I don't like betting against Tom Brady in these games. I'm getting 3.5 points. I'm going against the public. But I don't think I need the 3.5. I think Tampa's going and winning the game outright. Give me the Buccaneers. They've been my team all year. Why stop now? I'll take them in game one. Game two. The Buffalo Bills have been the thorn in my side all damn season. I can't overlook that. So I'm sure many of you were probably thinking, all right, JJ, sooner or later is going to hop on board. Well, guess what? I ain't hopping on board this week because Patrick Mahomes is playing. And you can take the trends of not covering a point spread and, you know, week after week after week, the Chiefs find a way. Here's what everybody's missing. The Chiefs continue to find a way. If the game is close, the quarterback, the team, will pull it out of the fire. I don't think Buffalo has the answer for either Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. I don't. Kansas City's defense doesn't wow me. But they make a big play or two when they need to. I think this game will be up and down the field. I think there will be a ton of points. You telling me Josh Allen's going into Arrowhead Stadium and is beating Patrick Mahomes? If he does, then it might be the year of the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to lay the 3 points. I'm going with the champs. They are not going to be denied here in this spot. Kansas City, Tampa. That will be our Super Bowl. Old GOAT versus new GOAT. You like that, Michael Irvin. You like that. Now, with that even. So, couldn't trust me via text message. We needed to get him on the horn. The great Maestro, out of retirement, Harris Allen. How you doing, Mr. Maestro?
I'm here, JJ. I'm doing very well.
I know you were doing very well for a variety of different reasons. Way too many different reasons, amigo. So that's good to know. The floor is yours. I'm curious to see, are we together? Are we split? Are we heads up in both? You will tell me momentarily.
Well, here's the deal. 48, 45, and 2. Think about that for just a second. We picked 95 games, and not even close to always the same teams. And yet, we are exactly the same after 95 games.
That's insanity. Insanity, especially considering the twists and turns of this entire season. You with the big lead. I come storming back. I have the big wild card week. You go 4-0 in the divisional round. It's been a nutty year, bro. Nutty.
A huge week, obviously. And so here we are. And I made a vow to myself. I said, I'm not going to just, you know, listen to JJ's picks and go the opposite just so we have different games. I made my picks, you know, off air to myself.
And I believe you on that, too. I know you're a man of honor. I believe you.
So here we go. And I'll keep it simple. Game one, you know, it's funny because last week you had Breeze against Brady. And to me, it was a close game, but you can't bet against Brady, you know, in that game, and I didn't, and we all didn't actually. You, me, and Fleeks all. That was a win across the board for the family. But this is a different story to me. It's Green Bay, it's Lambeau Field, it's the frozen tundra. It's going to be frigid. Rodgers, man on a mission. You've recited it all, and it's all true. I don't buy the whole revenge story. I just buy the fact that the Packers. I think it's Rodgers' time again. It's their time again. I'm going to take Green Bay minus the 3.5 points on that one. And so we're not going head-to-head on that one. Right, you took the Bucks. So in game two, I'm taking the Chiefs. Now, last week I took the Browns because I was getting 10 points. But in this case, as much as I've loved the Bills all season, I think this is where, you know, they're playing with house money, but I don't think that's going to be enough for them. I'm a little concerned about Mahomes' health, but hopefully he'll be okay. It looks like Edwards-Helaire is going to be back. That's going to help them a lot. He was definitely missed last week from what I observed. At Arrowhead, give me Kansas City minus the 3. So that Bucks-Packers game, my friend, could turn out to be a decider.
That could be for all the marbles. Don't go anywhere. One last member of the trifecta, the great Nittany Lion, Mike Fliegelman. Fleegs, I'm shocked Maestro didn't pick the Bills. I got to be honest. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I am too. I just thought after Harris was on the Bills all year, and they were great to him. I mean, if not for the Bills, Harris might be behind you in second place, but the Bills have him tied with you. They've been great to him. It's great to hear Harris's voice and that he's doing very well. I'm sure he'd be doing a little bit better if the Knicks didn't fall apart in the third quarter in sack count tonight. But all that being said, my picks, I'm with Harris on both of these. No team that played Wild Card Weekend has advanced to the Super Bowl in 8 years, and I think that continues this year. I think the two home teams win. In the NFC, I hate going against the GOAT in Tom Brady. I usually don't, but Aaron Rodgers has been a man on a mission all year. He needs to get this done. After all the disappointment they've had in the playoffs for pretty much a decade now, he has to get it done. He's just been in such a zone all year. I think he knows he has to get it done, and I think he will get it done. And I think the Packers win that game. And then last week, like Harris, I had the Browns against Kansas City because 10 points is a lot. 3 is not nearly enough for me to go against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in Arrowhead. They've won every game. Maybe they haven't covered them all, but every time they've needed to get a job done and win a game in the last 2 years, they've done so. They won't have the run game that they had when they beat the Bills earlier in the year when they ran all over them. But if they can get anything out of Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming back, I think that's a big boost for them. The Bills, as we know, don't really have a running game that we're speaking of. And again, just 3 points for me, not enough to bet against the current best player in the NFL and Patrick Mahomes. Since he's on the field, yeah, they're going to get the job done. I said before the year they were going to repeat. Can't go against them now. Packers, Chiefs.
We got a family play with the Chiefs, and I'm going to be the lone wolf with the Buccaneers. And boys, before we say goodbye, what are we setting the over-under at for steak dinner at either the Borgata or at Peter Luger's? What are we thinking? I'd sign for July or August right now. Are you guys going to take that?
I'm thinking in that range. Yeah, August, late summer, early fall. That sounds good to me. And I got an appointment for a vaccine, so it could be a very good week all around.
I like that, Fleeks. You taking the under there, or are you taking the over?
Well, I'm going to take. I'll take the over.
Let me be optimistic. Let me say this happens late May or June.
Even better, boys. I love you both. I miss you both. Super Bowl week. Clear your calendar. All right.
Sounds good to me. Let's hear those Rosenberg props.
Oh, they're coming. Don't you worry. But first, let's turn it over to Mr. Hoff. Hoff, I feel like you had a pretty good week. I missed some of your picks. I will be perfectly honest in jotting them down because I'm a moron and a space cadet half the time. But I know you had the Packers, and that was a win. And I want to say you had Buffalo as well. Is that correct?
I went 2-for-2. I did not have terrible.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad, but it was definitely not as good as I wish it was. This week, I am going to go. I'm not going to go with you on this Packers Bucks game. I'm sorry. I just think that this is.
I like this. I'm the lone wolf.
I think it's Aaron Rodgers. It's his year. He's going to go back to the Super Bowl.
Sorry, I just had to do that. I had to do it.
Tom Brady has had his run. There's no more Super Bowls for Tom Brady. I'm sorry. So we're going to go Packers. I'm going to take give the 3.5. That's fine. But Packers, home field advantage. I like it all day. Now, Chiefs, Bills. I don't know why. I just have this feeling that Patrick Mahomes is not 100%. And I understand that everyone is all that if he's playing, it's a no-brainer. The Chiefs will have this in the bag. But I think it's just the Bills' year. And I think that the Bills can get to Mahomes and can potentially hurt him again. I don't think he's 100%. So I just think it's going to be a rough game for the Chiefs' offense. I know how good they've been, and I get it. They'll find a way to win. I think that the Bills are, it's going to be special. Bills, Packers, that's what I'm feeling. So I'm going to take the Bills with +3. And I have one more pick because UFC 257 is in the house tomorrow.
Okay, what do you got for me? Bonus UFC.
Listen,
I like it.
-340, Conor McGregor, +270 on Poirier. It is a fool's bet. Everyone's going Conor McGregor on this. +270 on Dustin Poirier. I'm all in, my friend. I think it's going to be a 5-round fight. I think Poirier is going to win by decision.
How about that? All right, let's welcome in the prop king and a guy who was hitting some bomb putts today, Paul Rosenberg. Hello, Rosie.
Mr. JJ, how are you, my friend?
Rosie, doing all right, man. What do you got for the listening audience out there? They're awaiting those juicy props.
Juicy props coming. Let me just do the game picks first. Very simple, not overanalyzing everything. Big-time players make big-time plays. The best player in Green Bay is Aaron Rodgers. The best player in Kansas City is Patrick Mahomes. End it right there. It's going to be the Chiefs.
I love that everyone picked the Packers, by the way. That's fantastic.
That's all it comes down to.
I love that. I'm just saying. I love it.
Props. Just two props. First prop, Green Bay team total over 27.5 at minus 120. The Packers have had top 27 points in four of their last five games. This Tampa defense made Taylor Heinicke look like Patrick Mahomes in the wild card game. DeBreeze never tested the secondary last week. He had a torn rotator cuff, the broken rib and everything. This is Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay, 32 points against the Rams last week, over 27.5. Second prop, Josh Allen, over 31.5 rushing yards. It's minus 115. I'm with Smitty on that one. The Chiefs just haven't faced that many mobile QBs this year, and they're just not that good against the run. So give me over 31.5 Josh Allen rushing yards, over 27.5 the Green Bay team total, and give me the Chiefs and the Pack Super Bowl.
There you have it. Great work all year by the fellas. That's a tag team effort right there. Tag team across the board. Wonderful stuff. My thanks to our callers. My thanks to everybody out there listening. Michael Irvin, Jared Smith, Peter Hoffman, Paul Rosenberg, Fleegs, Harris Allen. We had the full cast of characters rocking and rolling on this Football Friday. Now, I hope everybody enjoys the game. I'm doing the radio.com show. I don't even know the name of it, but it's the betting show from 8 to 10. Early risers, want to check that out. We'll do an Instagram live before the games, have everybody fired up on Sunday. We got an update that's coming up in a matter of moments, and then we turn it over to the schmooze, Stevie Summers. Enjoy your weekend. JJ out. Be good, everybody. 101.9
FM. Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.